The tenth standoff between the Commonwealth and the two big states over the National Disability Insurance Scheme has come to an end. It took a lot of political haggling, but Victoria and New South Wales have agreed to the Commonwealth's demand to lift how much they have on the table for trials of the scheme. The Prime Minister says she's optimistic that the trials will now go ahead in those states, in addition to the already agreed states of South Australia, Tasmania and the ACT. But what's still up for grabs is how the NDIS will be funded in the long term. Lexi Metherill reports.
The federal government has been adamant. South Australia, Tasmania and the ACT secured NDIS trials after contributing funds from their budgets, so Victoria and New South Wales should do the same. Now they have. The Commonwealth wanted an extra $40 million from Victoria. The Victorian Premier, Ted Baillieu, has announced it's contributing $42 million.
Today I have written to the Prime Minister, I've written to the Prime Minister this afternoon, with an offer that I expect will secure an NDIS trial for the Geelong region.
The Commonwealth was originally asking for $70 million from New South Wales. That state's Minister for Disability Services, Andrew Constance, has announced they'll put in $35 million.
We already commit $2 billion in growth monies towards disability services, but we also recognise the fundamental importance to ensure that the National Disability Insurance Scheme becomes a reality. So this afternoon, the Premier of New South Wales has written to the Prime Minister making this offer of an additional $35 million, which will go on top of the upwards of $500 million towards an NDIS trial site in the Hunter.
New South Wales' contribution is smaller than the Commonwealth wanted, but the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, says she's confident the details can be worked through.
This is a big win for people with disabilities. It's a big win for their families and carers. It's a big win for all of us who want to see people with disabilities getting a better deal in our nation. It's a big win for those people in the Barwon region in Victoria and in the Hunter region who have spent a lot of this week distressed about the uncertainty. I'm now very optimistic they will be participating in a National Disability Insurance Scheme launch site.
Victorian, New South Wales and Commonwealth officials have been in talks over the NDIS since the COAG meeting on Wednesday, but there were no such discussions at an executive level, with the Commonwealth Minister, Jenny Macklin, refusing to speak to her state counterparts until they lifted their funding offers. But the states deny they've backed down. Victoria's Ted Baillieu says the decision's taken so long because the Prime Minister changed the rules at the last minute.
Let me be frank about this. We expressed our concerns about the Commonwealth's response on Wednesday, the New South Wales Premier and I. Indeed, I mapped out suggestions for the Prime Minister at that discussion. Now, the discussion was adjourned. When we resumed, the Prime Minister put an entirely separate proposition to us. With a short time frame, we said, well, we would need to assess that.
The New South Wales Disability Services Minister, Andrew Constance.
Can I commend the Premiers of Victoria and New South Wales, who weren't prepared, on the back of an envelope in the Parliament House of the Nation, to start to do calculations and rush this process? We have to get the trial right in order to ensure that the full system design is right.
It's still unclear, though, how the NDIS will be funded beyond the trial, which begins next year. Queensland's Premier Campbell Newman says he offered the Prime Minister a deal on that issue at the Lodge the night before the COAG meeting.
A proposal was put on the table by myself, but unanimously supported by all the Premiers to actually fund the NDIS. Through some sort of changes to the Medicare levy or indeed an NDIS levy on PAYG tax.
The Prime Minister says Campbell Newman's trying to distract from the main issue. His state and federal Conservative counterparts have been reluctant to publicly support him. Victoria's Ted Baillieu.
Well, I make the point that any suggestion aired today has been rejected by the Prime Minister and Tony Abbott has a different approach. It's a matter for the Commonwealth. My fundamental proposition stands that the states should put in their current funding and the Commonwealth should fund the expansion.
The leader of the federal coalition, Tony Abbott, isn't countenancing a levy.
We think that the best way forward is to follow the Productivity Commission's blueprint, and the Productivity Commission recommended that it should be funded out of general revenue. Now, if we had a prudent, frugal government that respected taxpayers' money, it ought to be possible to fund this important reform out of general revenue.
The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, ending that report from Lexi Metherill.